Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The 1-2, swing and a miss. He got him. And the ball game is over. Another really sloppy effort from the Red Sox. 11 walks by the pitchers, another unearned run, and a night where the offense did plenty enough. They fall 9-5 in Anaheim. Right back to 500 go the Red Sox, and in Southern California, a night to forget.
It's two in a row, meaning terrible losses for the Red Sox. It's three losses in a row.
That's right.
But it's two brutal ones back-to-back. That I think followed a pretty familiar script in terms of the Red Sox being in it, having the lead, blowing it, falling apart late in the game. They wind up losing 9-5 to the Angels, a terrible Angels team who they've now dropped 3 out of 4 of, on the heels of dropping 2 out of 3 to the San Francisco Giants. And it was a walk fest last night, Keith. Walker P. Euler, 7 walks last night.
7 walks.
A career high.
Yeah, free passes.
The overall pitching staff had 11. Cora got ejected again.
Sure did.
Jaron Duran ran into an out.
He giveth and he taketh away.
Stupidly.
Yeah, yeah.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
Like this, what an, they couldn't come through in clutch hitting spots again. And you just look at this team. Abreu ran into an out early on in the game
sure
that
did.
Took away from a big inning. You look at this team and you go, they are teetering. And I believed in them after the Devers trade. I still like the Devers trade. But I can look at it and acknowledge you better figure it out and figure it out quick, because the warning signs are there that this team's going to go into a full-blown sell mode at the trade deadline.
All right, I've given this a lot of thought.
Okay.
I never want to see Walker Buehler pitch for the Red Sox again. I was wrong about this guy. I thought he was a good signing. I was like, this will help your rotation. You're getting guys better than, you know, Houck and Crawford, which, again, we haven't seen Crawford and Houck's hurt.
We can officially.
Terrible, so maybe he still is, but I'm done.
We can officially put this on the bad list of Craig Breslow trades?
It was okay. Breslow decision. I mean, it's a bad Breslow move.
I'm the Breslow guy, and I will put this on the bad Breslow move. This one doesn't work out very well. He does, some would say, PU. He stinks.
Yeah, you have tried to get that going. The team has lost 5 of his last 6 starts. Right, so like his record is 5-5 because he didn't even take the loss last night. Whitlock took the loss.
How'd they get the win?
They beat Tampa 4-3 somehow.
Nice.
He went 7-3 runs. But this start, 4 runs. You mentioned all the walks. He allowed 5 earned runs right off the rip, too. Like you have a good start to the game, then you're like, no, you're take it back. The Seattle game, he allowed 8 runs and 3 1/3. That was the last time we saw him. He had another game in there against the Yankees where he went 2-2. Where he allowed 7 runs.
Okay.
Then he gave up 10 hits in a game against the Braves. Like, the guy is brutal. And that's not their only problem, clearly, right? He only starts once every 5th day. Some of the base running issues we see all the time. The defensive miscues we've seen all the time. They can't get out of their own way. I mean, and you could probably say this about most 500 teams. Like, I don't watch every single game from the, you know, Mariners or whatever. But I'm sure it's a lot of the same stuff where you watch them certain games, certain innings, certain moments. You're like, oh, this team looks pretty good. Like, that man may be able to go on a run. And then you watch them another time. And you're like, oh.
It's over.
Yeah. Oh, this is why. This is why they're 40-40. Like Jaren Duran, literally Jaren Duran, the perfect example of it. The way he got to second base
was awesome.
Was fantastic. Classic Jaren Duran.
Rips it
Jaren
down
Duran
the right
double.
Field line. Beats it out
hits
to second base.
Hits the glove of the first baseman.
Yep.
And then he goes and takes second. You're like, he's doing the little stupid film thing that they do on the bag. He's
still
looking around.
He still overslid second. Did you notice that?
Of course.
Still overslid second.
He's
but
going
whatever.
In too hot. You can't slow him. He's going in way too hot.
And so you're like, all right, yeah. Duran, here we go. Let's make up for it. Here we go, guys.
We're going to duck on the pond. Duck on the pond. Here we go.
And then he's like, the ball's hit right at me. Let me stare at it for a minute. And then late break to third and then just get thrown out.
Can I ask you, would that work in Little League?
Probably.
Staring at it like that?
Yeah, well, like just kind of like standing right in front of it until the last second to throw off the fielder behind you. I think that works in Little League.
Yeah, I mean, not Goffstown Little League. That's a good Little League. Those are good players there. But what
about
the leagues?
What about with the popcorn butter all over their hands? That's tough.
Oh, they might boot the ball, but they're going to field it cleanly, okay. If nothing else.
All right.
Yeah, so then that was bad. And then he gets thrown out, and then it's a double play. And then I understand the rule. You can't block the bags. That's what Cora was upset about, because that all led to Cora then getting thrown out. Which I thought they were going to have a better chance of coming back and winning that game because they're fantastic. Cora missed a game for graduation. They won that game. He got thrown out in the second inning, like the day after that. They won that game. I was like, all right, they're down one. Cora's out of the game. Maybe they'll win. And they immediately tied the game on a story bomb. And then it was, then the wheels fell.
Well,
off.
If we're being fair.
Then the overworked bullpen.
Trust me, I had the tweet in the holster. If we're being fair. The moves and decisions Vasquez made kind of blew up on him last night. The back-to-back bunts, like Hamilton laid one down and beat it out for a single. Then Duran, and they were both pretty crummy bunts,
But was Duran asked to bunt? They were talking
good
about
question.
This on the broadcast.
Good question.
I don't know.
I don't know either. With him, you can't rule anything out. But if Cora were there and they bunted back-to-back and it blew up in his face, I'd throw that in Cora's face. And trust me, I was ready to say if our guy, Roman Anthony, or Trevor Story came through because Romy Gonzalez is intentionally walked. So his base is loaded, one out. And they got second and third because Duran bunted up after Hamilton bunted for a base hit. I'd go, well, wow, they played small ball. They got two runs. They go to win. This is why Vasquez greater than Cora. That move wound up not working out because Anthony and Story couldn't come through. But, yeah, wild game last night. More of the same. Twitch chat is saying, oh, Jones, I thought they lost because of Rafi Devers. They lost games like this with Devers all the time.
They lost a ton of games for Rafael Devers.
This is how,
what are you talking about?
This is how they've been losing for years. Running into outs, which, by the way, Devers did the other day in San Francisco. Running into outs, can't make plays in the field, which Devers didn't make for years.
Yep.
Not coming through in clutch spots, which Devers admittedly was better at than most of the guys on this roster. This has been the Red Sox, no matter who the players are, this has been the Red Sox hallmark now for years. But Walker Buehler today is the face of it.
Yeah, just terrible.
They go ahead 3-0, and I think it's underrated that Abreu ran into an out in the first inning because that could have been a 5-run. They really could have put the pressure on the Angels. Not that it mattered with P. Euler on the mound, but they really could have poured it on, and they ran into an out stupidly, again, in the first inning. But you're ahead 3-0, fine, no harm, no foul. First pitch, bomb, Zach Neto. Who is killing them, by the way.
I think he's hit homered in his first at bat against the Red Sox every
game.
He's
killing
Neto's
them.
Nice.
I remember I said this when we were at Fenway. I'm like, Zach Neto's crushing you? And Nick's
Zach
like, well, he's actually a pretty good prospect. I was like, all right, well, in my face, I guess he is pretty good. Home run, first pitch. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, all right, settle down, Walker.
Walker. Hey, settle down. That's just one. That's just one, Walker. That's a good strike.
You're all around the zone tonight. Actually, he wasn't. He was not around the zone.
He gets Shanwell to pop out to center.
Yeah.
Then he walks Mike Trout, which Middlebrooks didn't shut up about for like three innings. He's like, wow, they just gave Walker Buehler the call. I'm like, they could have given Walker Buehler 6 calls last night. He didn't have it,
no,
Brooksy.
It was not his night.
He didn't have it, but he was carrying on and on for like 4 innings about how he got screwed on the pitch to Trout.
Yep.
He walked Trout. He walked Taylor.
Stole it apart and sleep on her back?
Sure does.
Hey, Brooksy, stand by. Is Walker Buehler the worst pitcher in the bigs?
Stall it apart and sleep on her back?
You'd have to. Yeah, well,
if
you put it that way.
Ward walks, so it's first and second, one away. Darno pops out. So two outs. Okay, here we go. Here we go, Buehler.
I can't believe Darno's still in the majors.
Me
anyway.
Either. Joe Adell, single. Run scores. He then
Joe Adell.
He then hits Wade. Who's Wade Jr.? Whoever
Dwayne
he is.
Dwayne Wade?
he hits him. Okay, so base is juiced. Then he walks Renjifo with the bases loaded.
Ooh, good pronunciation on Renjifo, Jones.
Why? Yeah, hey, look.
How about that?
Look, who watched?
You're not pronouncing it.
Who watched the game last night? I don't know who Wade is, but I watched the game last night. He then walked Moore with the bases loaded. Back-to-back walks. It goes
Charlie
from
Moore.
Up 3-0 to down 4-3. He then hits Neto with a pitch. 5-3.
gets Shanwell to pop out. Somehow he tiptoes through the next couple of innings, doesn't give up any more runs. But Walker Buehler, his line score for the Red Sox last night.
How'd he do?
Not great. 4 innings, 5 earned.
Yeah.
Ooh, good strikeout to walk ratio, though. He struck out 7 and walked 3. Oh, wait, that's backwards. All he right. walked 7.
7!
Struck out 3. 3 hits and a bomb, 94 pitches, ERA now 6.29. That's Walker Buehler.
That lineup stinks, too. Like, you go through the names, it's just it's not very good. They're in the bottom half of the league in scoring, no surprise, because Mike Trout's not even having a great year. So you have Mike Trout and just like a bunch of dudes. I know Neto's killing them, and Nick's saying he's a good prospect, so I'll give you that.
Yeah, yeah.
But like the rest of that lineup is like that is nothing to sneeze at. I mean, most of the guys are hitting like right around like 200 or so. And so, yeah, that kind of performance where you've already lost 2 games in a row. The Angels are one of the teams below you in the standings. Talk about the importance of just piling up series wins, right? You're not going to sweep. You're not going to win 10 in a row or anything crazy. But just pile up these wins, series wins going into the All-Star break. Kind of force the hand of Breslow and the Red Sox to buy in on this team, use some of the money they freed up by trading Devers to invest in this season. But you're 40-40, you're falling out of the wild card race, and like these winnable games, you're just kind of coughing up over the last 2 nights.
And then,
so now like it's almost like a must win today with Crochet, right? Oh. It becomes that.
Yeah.
And then like now Richard Fitz is going to be pitching for the series potentially. Like, good Lord.
So you look at the manager, too. Like, what does he do? We already talked about Duran running into the out, but here's the inning in the 5th.
Yeah, oh, yeah, this is nice.
They're down a run, 5-4. Duran leadoff double, we talked about it. Cracks it right off the glove, slides into second, actually overslides second again, clearly learned nothing.
Yep.
Abraham Toro grounds out to shortstop. Duran stands there like a statue.
He's like,
trying to throw out the shortstop. Fields it cleanly, beats him to third. Toro, like a moron, tries to get to second base, okay? Cora comes out and has an issue with it. He challenges the play. In real time, I didn't even get what he was challenging, to be honest.
He's having the conversation. It was kind of funny because he went out there, talked to him, and then like walked back and like put his hands behind his back. He's like, all right, you guys discuss it. Let's see if you guys all feel the same way.
You guys are going to get this one right.
Well, the rule is you can't block the bag.
Correct.
And the bag was blocked.
It was. Yeah. So good challenge by Cora, didn't win it. He then proceeded to lose his mind.
Yeah, he was running also pretty hot.
Now, as we've come to find out, it's the same ump from a year ago that made a similar blown call against the Red Sox. So Cora has a track record here with this ump.
These umps, I'm telling you, get rid of them.
But 2 days in a row, Cora's been ejected. 2 days in a row, he's been ejected on plays involving Jarren Duran. So I wonder, like, is he specifically going to bat for a specific player? Is he feeling that the season's about to slip away and he's losing his mind? Is he worried about his job security?
Yeah.
Like, what is it? But this is the same manager who didn't show a pulse in the first day. Even Dave O'Brien. Dave O'Brien's there on the broadcast on Nessun. He's like, boy, kind of a shocker. No one's up out there in the bullpen.
Yeah.
And Cora's just sitting, sitting there in a coma.
You always critical inning, Dave O'Brien.
Watching Buehler walk a guy, walk a guy, hit a guy, walk a guy. And even O'Brien's like, maybe get somebody up there, Cora. Maybe snap out of it.
Yeah.
And then Cora proceeds to lose his mind over what was probably a bad call by the umpires, but not worth losing your mind over in the middle of a game where your team is down one run. What the hell's going on there?
Yeah, because it was, you know, it was a missed call, but it was also horrible base running by 2 guys on your team. You know what I mean?
Like, they're both idiots.
Both terrible. And, you know, if anything, it was more, I guess, defending Toro in a way than even Duran. But it was a play involving Duran. So he runs out there and then just pitches a fit. And then he's like, all right, I've already gone too far. Like, I'm just going to lose my mind and leave. And so he's had a terrible season. Like, there's no other way around. We're like, Walker Buehler, terrible season. Alex Cora, terrible season. Jarren Duran, terrible season.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but terrible, and it's getting worse by the day.
It is. Yeah. And, like, the expectations were higher for him than the other guys. As much as I thought Walker Buehler could be good, I thought Jarren Duran was going to be right back again in the MVP conversation. I was like, why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he be like he was last year? Well, I don't know why, but he isn't. He's nowhere near in the field, on the base paths, at the plate. That's been a big problem because he set the tone for the whole team last year, and they probably got as much out of it as they could. They weren't overly talented. They finished 500, and there you go. So you thought by adding all these players, because that's what's alarming. We did the Top 5 Friday last week of our just current Red Sox.
Yeah, I'd like to retract Duran.
Well, you had Duran on yours. Yeah, you got to get him off. But I had like 4 new guys, and actually 5, and I know Meyer's in a slump and he's not hitting right now, so maybe I should revise my list, but I had 5 guys that weren't even on the team last year. So you're thinking, all right, if you're 500 last year and you add 5 players, and I know Bregman's hurt and that's part of it, but you would think you'd be a lot better. The problem is a lot of the guys that have returned aren't up to snuff. And Cora's even on that list, too. Like, your manager hasn't been as good.
So, day by day, they're now 3-4 since the Devers trade. I looked this up. The Giants play last night?
They were off.
They were off. Okay, so they're still 500. You're 3-4 since the Devers trade. And they're in the exact same spot they've been the last few years at the deadline.
Oh, yeah.
Two of which were Chaim Bloom. Last year was Breslow. But basically, you're right around 500 again. You got 1 foot in the door to buy, 1 foot out the door to sell. They've already moved on from Devers, which I think wasn't a pure selling move. There was more to it.
Yeah, they're a game and a half out.
Okay. Yesterday, we told you that The Athletic had their top 30 candidates to move. Durand was one. Today, another list comes out. Jeff Passan,
yeah,
along with Kylie McDaniel at ESPN, have their list.
Okay.
Number one, top trade candidate in baseball.
Who do we got?
Alex Bregman.
Bregman?
Currently hurt. Third baseman for the Boston Red Sox. Passan says,
if they trade Bregman.
Okay, well, here's the thing. And look, I'm all, if there's any chance they trade him, he should be on the list. But he puts the chances at 10%. So it's a long shot that he moves.
Okay, but that's higher than you'd like.
It should
be zero.
Thank you. It should be zero. So 10, Passan's not telling you he's going to move. But he is saying that, well, number one, he's having a great year. Number two.
Can you imagine if you had... You start the year with Devers and Bregman, and then you get to the All-Star break, and you have neither guy.
And you trade Devers because he was pissed that you signed Bregman.
This is like, you know, two-third baseman. Now you're like, let's get rid of both of them. This is like, remember, this is
well,
a deep cut.
You found Marcelo Meyer, though.
Remember when the Phoenix Suns back in the day had Eric Bledsoe, Isaiah Thomas, and Goran Dragic? Uh-huh. And they're like, they can't play well together. They traded all three of them. And you're like, don't you want to keep one of those guys? Right, they're all pretty good.
I don't want one of them.
Like, they don't play well together. We need to trade all of them. And that's what they end up doing with Bregman and Devers.
Okay, so they almost need to keep Bregman. Like, yeah. To save face, they have to keep Bregman. Although with Henry, you never know. He's like, oh, we can save more salary? Great.
$40 million off the books?
Like, Bregman could be gone at the end of the year anyway.
He could opt out. That's true. You'd much rather have him opt out than trade him for the optics of it.
But if you trade him, he's not coming back here.
No.
I mean, I guess technically he could. Like, he's not going to.
Number two on the list, all of baseball. These aren't Red Sox trade candidates. These
30
are
teams still? 32?
50 on this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, 30 baseball teams.
30 teams.
Yeah.
So a lot of ball players.
Yeah. Bregman 1, Durand 2.
Oh, good Lord. Come on. They're the only team that's like teetering on the playoffs? There's a million teams that are teetering.
Kay.
How come the bottom teams don't have guys on this list?
Good question.
Because they have good players.
Give me Brent Rooker.
Some of the rest of the top 10, in case you want some names to file away the Red Sox could acquire.
Is Osuna one of them?
Sandy Alcantara, Freddy Peralta, Eugenio Suarez, Seth Lugo, Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly, Josh Naylor. It's basically the entire Diamondbacks team. Ryan O'Hearn.
The snakes.
Marcel Ozuna.
All right.
He is on the list.
So give me Osuna. Give me some of those snakes.
Number 13, Emmanuel Clase.
Oh, I got the jersey already.
As I've heard.
Get me Emmanuel Clase.
Scrolling.
Gas.
Number 18 on the list. Oh, by the way, Durant is a 25% chance of trade. So low.
25%.
But again, still like higher than I would have thought.
One out of four?
One out of four chance he moves, according to Passan and McDaniel.
Gut feeling right now. Do you think Durant's here here all year?
I'm still leaning yes, but the Carrabba's stuff shook me a little bit yesterday. No. If Carrabba's is stabbing him in the back,
he gone.
Look out.
He gone.
Aroldis.
Thank you. Chapman. Thank you, Hawk.
He gone.
Checks in at number 18.
Good God. These are all their best 35% players.
35% chance of trade. And then one that I would drive to Logan right this second, Walker Buehler.
He gone.
Number 28
on
the list.
You're not getting anything for that guy. Just get rid of him.
Watch this. Best fits.
Best fits. Richard Fitz.
Dodgers, Cubs. So you want to do a Mount Rushmore of Fitz? That's dangerous. Let's not do that.
No. Several.
Yeah.
Several ideas.
That's an off-air one.
You're not going to want to hear this, but no, go ahead.
Best fits. Dodgers, Cubs, Astros, Blue Jays, Padres. He's going to go back to the Dodgers and crush it. I can like already see it coming. But anyway, I drive to Logan.
Yeah.
Walker Buehler. So here's the takeaway. They keep teetering like they are. They're gonna go into full blown tear it down sell mode.
This is awful.
That's
what is that going to be like? That's a long 2 months.
2 days ago, they were in a playoff spot.
Two days ago, all they had to do was
take the series from the Giants. They had momentum. Now it feels like it's all gone, and they're ready to burn the thing down.
Can they trade Cora?
You probably could.
Can you trade him?
You can trade a manager, right? Does that happen?
I think you can.
You can definitely trade an NFL coach and an NBA coach.
Wasn't like Lou Piniella and Randy Wynn in a trade at some point?
Yeah, that sounds right. I want to say.
It's like Craig Counsell got traded.
Yeah. Maybe.
From the Cubs?
Did Madden get traded?
Let's see. AI overview. Yes.
Joe
MLB
Madden.
Managers can be traded, although it's not a common occurrence.
Give me a list, Gemini. You got a list? You got names? Name
let's
names.
See.
Name names.
Examples.
Great.
Ozzie Guillen.
Nice.
The White Sox released Guillen and the Marlins signed him, sending the White Sox two minor leaguers as compensation.
Okay.
That's a trade. John Farrell.
Did the Red Sox
Blue Jays
trade
traded John Farrell to the Red Sox.
That's what
How
we should
dumb
have,
are we?
That's what we should have known.
From Mike Aviles and David Carpenter.
Can they trade managers?
Who won the trade?
Red Sox. Happy Mike Aviles.
Happy
Mike Aviles.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, that was the guy. Wasn't that the guy that Bobby Valentine taught to catch a fly ball?
Makes sense.
He's like, you're not doing it right. You got to get out of the ball. Then Lou Piniella. Yeah, you're right. Lou Piniella. The Mariners allowed Lou Piniella to become the Devil Rays manager. The Mariners received Randy Winn.
Billy
from the clouds.
Just random enough for me.
Former random ball player.
Randy Winn. Yeah, he was on there.
Yeah, stay tuned for that in the grab bag at 1:30.
So, yeah, what do you think Alex Cora could go for? You trade Alex Cora for a modern-day Randy Winn? I'm doing it.
Oh, if I could get a
I'm doing it every
You're
time.
Not getting Randy Winn. You're not getting Randy Winn in return for this guy.
What about Mike Aviles and David Carpenter?
Maybe something more like that. 617-779-7937. You can weigh in on the Red Sox. Continue to discuss there. Also, it's Tier Tuesday on Jones and Keith. No, we're not tearing off Fitz. No.
Think we could.
I know we can make a last-minute pivot, but we're not going to. Let's tear off drafts.
Oh, I like this.
NBA draft is tomorrow. Yeah. How many drafts can we think of, and how would we tier them? Let's get to that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe, Tier Tuesday here on WEEI. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We got the NBA draft tomorrow. We're going to talk to Terp at high noon leading into the draft. Celtics already making moves. And it got us to thinking, Keith.
Yeah.
How could we tier off drafts?
I love drafts. Overall, I love drafts. NBA draft, big fan of it. Although I don't love the idea of them splitting it into two nights, but whatever. The NBA draft's still a very enjoyable time, whether your team is picking high or whether there's trades to be done. I'm a big fan of the drafts. And there's a lot of drafts. And so Billy's going to throw them at us.
I bet there's more than people are thinking.
I would agree with that. There's a lot of drafts, hence why it needs a tier. So right now we have three tiers, always fluid. We could change these. But top draft will be the can't wait tier.
Can't wait.
So, hey, this draft, can't wait for it.
Yeah.
Can't wait to be a part of this draft.
Almost like a must watch, or you've got to be a part of it.
Super
you
excited
don't
for
miss it.
Yeah, like a good buzz in the air for that draft.
Good.
The next one down, mid.
Mid!
So simply, it's kind of a mid draft.
Yeah.
It's not the best draft. It's also not the worst draft.
No, it's right in the middle. It's mid.
It's mid.
Yeah.
As MJF famously said, it's mid. And then the last one is just pretty bad.
Yeah, that's a bad one, right?
It's a bad one, right? That's a bad one, right?
That's a bad
from
one.
From our guy Alex Cora, who's going to be on after WEEI Afternoons today at 5:30.
Oh, yeah.
After he got rung from another game. You wonder if he's cooled off a little bit.
Back-to-back games.
Not a good day to be cooled off. Although, it's probably nicer in Anaheim than it is here. Anaheim's like 85
yeah,
all
well,
the time.
I think
we're in it. We're in it right now.
Midwest and West, I think it all got smoked by the heat wave already, and now the heat dome. It's now we're dealing with it here in the Northeast.
It is thick out there.
It's soupy.
100. Oh, my God.
And not like
it's
the same.
64 in Anaheim.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
64 in Anaheim?
Well, it's also, you know, morning time.
Yeah, 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but still.
But it was 85 when I left at 5:45.
Woo!
So.
Hot as a pistol out there.
It's hot out there. We got thoughts on the heat wave coming up, too.
Oh, we certainly do.
But can't wait. Mid, that's a bad one. Right?
Right?
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, good.
All right, so Billy, give me what do we got for drafts?
Up first, NBA draft.
Would you put it in a can't wait, or is it cooled a little bit? So the years it was... All right, hold on a second. There were some years where I loved the NBA draft, and whether the Celtics were picking high or not, there were big trades at the draft. Like, wasn't Ray Allen traded the day of the draft to the Celtics, you know, for the number 5 pick and all that stuff? So it's... It's up there, but you're giving me a look. You don't think it's, I can't wait.
I think I'm with Nick on mid.
Right.
I mean, I certainly.
It'd be fun if like the first, if it was everything besides the first 12 picks mattered.
Yeah, right. I certainly don't hate it, but it is like the first couple of picks and then your team.
You don't like Jay Bills talking about wingspan?
It's really all I care about.
Good length.
And maybe.
Love getting the watch guys put on the wrong hat, even though they just got traded.
Right. Let's go to Fran Fraschillo, who's going to talk about some kid who played in the Greek League.
I don't like that. I also just think, you know, you're right. We might be a little immune to it now because the Celtics haven't had high picks in a while. Yeah. I'm sure we'd have more anticipation level for it otherwise, but I'm going mid.
Yeah.
Let's not come out of the gates too hot.
All right.
NHL draft.
Okay, which is also this week, I think?
Yeah, I think it's Friday.
Yeah.
That's a bad one, right? Who's watching that?
That's a bad one, right?
I mean, I'll read about it the next day. I'll be like, who'd the Bruins take? I mean, I'm kind of interested in who the Bruins take.
What about the Moms? Anything on the Moms?
Do the Moms.
Can't wait.
All these.
wait. Is that Will Fleming?
All these drafts, the Moms. The Moms are there.
It's
a bad draft.
That's a bad draft.
You can't take your eyes off his mom.
It doesn't mean
some years there's like one guy worth drafting.
It doesn't make it not important, but like we don't know who any of these guys are. Half of them none of us have ever seen.
Correct. And then 4 years from now they'll be ready to go.
A bunch of them are going to amount to nothing. Bad draft.
Bad draft.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball.
Bad draft.
Probably also a bad draft.
Same idea.
300 rounds.
Yeah.
Baseball also knows it's bad because in the middle of the season and they barely televise any of it.
Good point. Yeah. The timing of that one's the pits.
Why the hell do they do that?
I don't know.
They used to do it on like an actual conference call. They didn't even like televise the thing until like a decade ago. Maybe now like 15 years ago. They didn't bother putting it on TV.
Yeah, it's way too overwhelming.
It used to be 50 rounds. I think they've trimmed that down a lot, but it's still way too many rounds.
High school players, college players. It's a pain in the ass.
Again, it's not that it's not important, but like in terms of watchability and me investing, bad draft.
Interest. This is what we're talking about, like interest.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a bad draft. It's a bad draft.
Bad.
NFL draft.
Okay. Now this can't wait.
This is awesome.
Doesn't matter who your team is. No. Doesn't matter if they're good, bad, drafting first, drafting 32. I'm watching as many rounds as I'm allowed to these days.
Give me Mel Kiper yelling at teams about not knowing how to draft quarterbacks.
Yes. Day one, day two, day three. Now, I'm locked in for all the days. It used to be better, Keith, it was all in one day.
Perfect world, it's still on the weekend, or not even all in one day, just Saturday, Sunday.
Did they split it up Saturday, Sunday? It wasn't all one day?
I don't think so.
I'm trying to remember now.
Rounds 1-3, then 4-7, something like that.
All weekend was great as a viewer. In our role, it's actually great they split it up.
Like, it's better now.
From a media standpoint and the talkability standpoint, it's actually great. But as a viewer, the weekend was awesome.
There's always surprises. There's always some trades. Yeah, it's a can't wait.
Can't wait.
And it's all guys, for the most part, that you know. I mean, if you're interested in college football, you know all the guys. Whereas some of these other drafts, it's like, I have no clue.
And even if you didn't watch them in college, there's so much hype over months and months and months. You're going to have a good feeling on who these guys are, unlike MLB and NHL.
Yeah. WNBA.
That's a bad one, right?
Hey, no, hold on. WNBA draft?
I mean,
that's
Cora,
a bad one, right?
Yeah, Cora, very... You have daughters.
What are you talking about?
But,
so when Caitlin Clark went number one overall a couple years ago, you weren't in on that?
Well, maybe I was in on that one.
To the Fever?
In general, am I in on the WNBA
draft? What
about
Paige?
Did anybody watch past that first overall
Paige? Yeah, you waited for Angel Reese to get picked, didn't you?
Did we?
Chicago Sky?
I'm not sure I tuned in.
Did you see that she has copied?
But I understand people did.
People were making fun of her because she's not a great basketball player, and they call her rebounds.
Me bounce. I did see this.
Which she has copywritten or like trademarked.
Yeah.
Pretty smart.
Really smart.
Me bounce.
Honestly,
that's so good. Every time you miss a shot, you get the board.
We just
got 8 me bounce.
Imagine if that's like an actual stat we begin tracking now, and we're like, where'd that come from?
I think
Angel Reese.
Keep track of it.
She, the goat of me bounce.
I think I mentioned this on the
Angel
air.
Reese.
You see those guys on TikTok that bet Angel Reese misses her first shot every game, and they go crazy. Yeah. They split the screen.
Oh, yeah.
They put like 9 out of 10 or something insane.
Me
that
bounce.
Guy also posts her misses and just yells bang after every miss shot. Yeah,
but good. But good for her to trademark and actually
smart.
Profit off of it,
yeah,
and also
smart.
Have a sense of humor about herself.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for her.
All right, but we'll put that.
But that's a bad draft.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not watching for the me bounce.
Paige Becker.
Me bounce highlights in the middle of the draft. Bad draft.
Paige Becker has her own Gatorade. Shirley Temple Gatorade.
Husky blood.
No,
that's what it's called.
They didn't go that route.
Oh, okay.
No.
Fantasy football.
Can't wait. Yes, dude. This is the greatest thing ever because now you're involved in
honestly,
this.
Yeah. Could there possibly be one better draft?
Maybe.
This is if we were going to rank within the tier, I know we don't do that.
Top one.
I'd have it even ahead of the NFL draft.
Yeah, me too. Because there's so much excitement about it. You're looking forward to it. That whole day, you just, forget about it. The intensity there.
I mean, the way I drink during mine, forget about the next day. I'm out of commission
it's
after
a mess.
That.
Yeah. And it's the rest of the season's downhill after the draft.
Yeah.
It's all about the draft.
I don't even care about the season.
No.
The season just frustrates me. The draft?
It's all about the draft.
So good.
Fantasy football draft.
I can't imagine
the
a better
goat.
Draft.
The GOAT.
The GOAT.
It's the GOAT draft.
Different tier? We need to make our own tier? The GOAT?
No.
Okay.
No, can't wait.
Can't
wait. It's fine.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
The GOAT!
Yeah.
The dong pool. Can't wait.
All right, so we deal with dong pool.
No, not can't wait.
No, this is more mid.
Mid.
Because it was quick. It was a quick draft.
It's faster than you'd like.
Way faster than you'd like.
Yeah.
It
almost didn't take up even half a segment
no,
on the radio.
We had to fill.
Yeah.
It was a good time, and we're keeping track of it.
Yeah.
But it would just maybe we needed to draft more players, or I don't know what.
Are you going to get people Venmo and Terp?
Although Terp did get $20 to win the draft.
Terp got the big dumper
before the draft didn't even finish, and he was already had already won financially.
He
two hands.
He stole the big dumper from Nick because Nick, in fairness, this is on you, Nick. You were just blabbing about big dumper,
Terp wasn't here for that.
You were just blabbing all over the office about it. And then the text line said, hey, Terp, I'll give you $20 to steal Kyle Tucker from Keith. And he did that as well.
He's got the flying
and
Kyles.
Terp is running away with the league.
Dominating.
Running away with it based on that. Dong Pool, mid.
Mid!
It's not the best.
No.
Not the worst. Maybe you put it in a shorter segment next time, but it would be good.
Yeah.
But,
ideally.
But it's a good draft.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
Ice cold beer.
Oh, can't wait.
Oh,
can't
wait. A nice pint.
In retrospect, I'm happy we didn't make fantasy draft the GOAT because this one might be the GOAT.
This one might be the GOAT.
Yeah.
What if you combine the two?
A nice icy cold draft beer. Well, you combine draft beers with your fantasy
I have. I've had, I think once we did it at a bar.
Sick brag, bro.
That no doubt is.
I did that for a baseball draft. You want to talk about a bunch of dorks doing a fantasy baseball draft at a bar?
Yeah.
Dorks.
This was
football
at,
a little cooler.
When I was at the now defunct radio station in Nashua, New Hampshire, so like a bunch of dudes from the from the station, we had like a deal with some bar, and so we had like a little room, and so we had like the stickers
on the air.
No, we should have done it on the air.
Okay.
But yeah, that was fantastic. So that was combining draft beers with the draft.
Oh man,
maybe the best moment of my life,
and especially on a day like today, nice frosty cold draft beer.
Yeah. That's nice. Number one.
All right. That's definitely can't wait.
Yeah.
A couple more here, Bill. What do we got?
The war.
We're being drafted into the war?
Like drafted into the military.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd put that bottom tier. I'd
rather the beer. I'm too much of a coward.
Yeah.
I would much rather draft my fantasy team than actually go to war.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I might even move to Canada in those scenarios. So.
Oh, you'd be a draft dodger.
Yeah, I might even. Okay. It's such
now
a low tier.
Lock them up.
Well, they're going to get me.
Sounds like a hippie from Vermont.
It does. That is such a Vermont move.
They got to go catch me.
That's true.
But yeah, okay.
We'll put that one lower then. We'll put that in the.
You can't run very far, so I think they're going to catch you just fine.
This is a good point. That's a good point.
Dipikard, you're going to work kind of behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I peel potatoes.
Somebody's got to do it.
Well, that's a low tier, though.
We'll put you.
I'd put that on. That's a bad one.
So you're putting.
I don't want to be drafted to the military.
But just so we're clear, being drafted to the military is on the same tier as the WNBA draft, the MLB draft, and the NHL draft?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we nailed that.
That's fine.
What else?
Last but not least, rough.
Oh, like a rough draft.
A rough draft. Yeah, I'd say that whole thing.
One,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, okay.
Well, I think it's better than these ones. Like a rough draft, because you're not ready for either your speech or maybe your paper, like your homework.
Yeah, you can work your way through
Let me do like a rough draft.
Spitball a few ideas.
Dress rehearsal for your paper.
A dry run.
As it
involves doing work. Like this is the start of doing work.
Yeah, but you have to do the work.
The work needs to get done, Nick.
I know. Yeah. You just do one draft and then you're done.
Wow.
That sounds like a poor student.
That sounds like somebody that's going to work in radio.
Yeah.
That sounds like.
That's exactly what happened.
All right, mid?
I think it's mid, though.
I think it's mid.
I think it's mid is separated from the other ones.
It's a necessary evil.
Yeah.
It's an evil. But it's
Yeah.
It's not worse than the WNBA draft or getting drafted into the military.
Although, text line said, what about the WWE draft?
Oh, I didn't. Is that a thing?
So I'd forgotten about this. Billy, don't they do that Raw and SmackDown draft rosters?
They do.
Or they used to?
I don't know if they do it once a year.
I don't know if
they
do it anymore.
I don't know how long. I mean, I pay attention enough.
Can't wait.
Too many people in wrestling.
Okay, so what we settle on for these tiers.
All right, so for the can't wait, we did tiers for drafts.
Yep.
So can't wait is the NFL draft, a fantasy football draft, and a draft beer.
I mean, that's
the big three.
I couldn't think of a more perfect tier.
That's the big three.
Than that.
The mid tier is the NBA draft, the dong pool draft, and a rough draft.
Pool, I just realized, is a very important word.
Yes.
On that draft specifically.
No doubt.
You need the word pool there, yep.
And then that's bad, right? Tier would be the NHL draft, the MLB draft, the WNBA draft, and the military draft.
Yeah.
I think we kind of nailed it.
I hate to pat ourselves on the back too much, but every time when you stare at it, it feels a little convoluted in real time.
But then Terps working cooking up a graphic, so if you go to @ Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram, well, you'll see it shortly.
Like, I can't wait to see what he cooks up for this one specifically.
That'd be great.
But yes, @ Jones and Keith, you'll see the full draft tiers on social media. 617-779-7937. Now, we got all your phone calls there. You can interact. And we were talking about a nice cold draft beer in the middle of a heat wave.
Yeah,
Keith.
That's right.
Heat dome right over us.
Uh-huh.
Heat wave here in New England. We'll give you some heat wave hot takes.
Yes.
Coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I think there's two options with this song that pop into my head when I hear it. One, the Twitch chat has 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Doesn't Cartman sing this on a South Park episode?
Yeah, yeah.
Like kind of a cappella.
He's
singing
like the Capitol, isn't he?
He's doing something. Right, where is he, Bill?
Was that for the
in front of Congress?
Congress.
Was that the episode like Kenny was dead fighting for the good and evil, and
that's
they
what
were
was?
Trying to decide whether they should.
It wasn't when they were
kind
all
of rallies
there.
Everybody
I think
together.
That might be the same. I think that might be that episode.
It wasn't when they were all there for the recorders and the brown note. It wasn't for that. It was different than that. Okay, yeah. But they were all descended on the Capitol.
Right.
Okay. Good. Well, there's a reason we're playing that here today.
Can I finish?
There's a heat wave outside, Keith.
It's hot out there.
It's hot as
Stay
the,
cool if you can.
Hot as the dickens out there, as they say. And so we thought maybe it'd be a good day to come up with some heat wave hot takes.
Is it still hot out there?
Heat dome over us,
as
it were.
You got hot takes?
I have a hot take.
I got a couple hot takes.
Did you say you have a sports heat wave hot take?
I have a sports hot take and I have a non-sports hot take. Both equally hot.
I have a non-sports hot take.
Okay.
I wasn't alerted on the sports one.
No, feel free.
So let me tell you, when we've argued about this before, Keith, and I believe if I remember correctly, you've almost came to blows with a good friend of yours over rather being hot than cold. I don't want to relitigate that
Please
one.
Please don't.
Because I don't want to get into...
It was all the details in that. Because ironically, we both agreed on the same thing. We both wanted to be cold.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, yeah, but there was a lot of very specific details in there that
was really what almost sent you two to blows.
That's right.
No, so I would rather be hot than cold. So I'm on the other side
of
that argument
crazy.
Than you two. And here's a good example of it. You know what I have every morning, regardless of temperature?
Hot coffee.
Hot coffee.
You know what I have every day, regardless of
temperature? Probably iced.
Iced coffee.
Yeah. You know what's gross about iced coffee on a day like today?
No,
is when I came in here after Greg and his melted iced coffee was just it's on the keyboard.
A little dewy.
It's all over the desk.
A little
not,
dewy.
It's not that hard.
That's not Greg's fault. No, I wiped it down with one of the graveyard Mike socks over there. That is what I wiped it down with. You know, one of those 10 things piled up in the corner.
All right.
But so I like a nice hot coffee. I almost enjoy it more on a nice hot day in the air conditioning like this.
That is bizarre.
It's so damn hot.
A nice hot coffee. And look, I dabble in iced coffee
air
plenty.
Conditioning. If so you do like being cold. We're in air conditioning.
Well, no, but I was drinking it in my car. I was drinking it outside. I'll drink it later
you
on
have
today.
No air conditioning in your car?
No.
Just
I
a hot box?
No, I had to walk to my car. I had to walk in here. I don't keep my my home
Sick Brad, bro.
Ridiculously cold.
I wish I could.
As my wife likes to know, I pretty much keep the heat off in the winter and the air conditioning off in the summer. I'm nickel and diamond.
You're a real nature.
I like a nice sizzling hot coffee most of the year, including on a nice day like today. I made sure to get a hot coffee today.
I've had hot coffee once in my life, and I burned my mouth.
Sick brag, bro.
I was in Minnesota for the Super Bowl. I've told this many times. I was in the Super Bowl week in Minnesota. It was the coldest I've ever been in my entire life. And I am somebody who likes to be cold, but the Minnesota cold, too much.
Too much, really?
Yeah, I was like, hot.
So you were in the heat for that.
I was...
So you did like to be warm.
No, I was like, I want to get out of here. This is too much. It's just too much.
Interesting. It's interesting how we're talking through this.
But now it's just, it's too hot out there today. When you have like the back sweat, when you haven't even done anything, you're just walking. You're slowly walking.
I'd rather sweat than shiver.
No, yes. Me...
Not to go overtime on my limited
it's too much.
Hot take time. All right, what else you got?
All right, so the Celtics are going to win the Eastern Conference. That is my
wow.
That is my
Ooh, that is
hot take.
That is a spicy one.
That's
you
a hot.
You hot no matter what.
you look at the landscape of the Eastern Conference right now, the thing is wide open. I already like the return for Holiday. I can only imagine what the return is going to be for Hauser and Porzingis. So before the odds get out of whack, I'd get in there on Celtics winning the East.
You know what I like?
Yeah.
We've learned nothing from being too bullish on the Red Sox this year.
We're just like,
my chips in
do
over
it
there.
On the Celtics.
Well, it's what makes
do
it a
it
hot
on
take.
The Celtics.
It's
no,
what
I,
makes it a hot take.
I appreciate it.
It's what makes it a hot take. Now, my non-sports hot take is not only should Michael B. Jordan win an Oscar for Sinners, he should win two. So hot and wow. He should win Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor. He should win Best Actor for Stack and Best Supporting Actor for Smoke. He played two roles.
I see.
He should win two Oscars.
You don't feel this way about De Niro and Alto Kings.
He shouldn't probably. Okay. Alto Knights.
Alto Knights.
Alto Knights. Although he wasn't as bad as Nick makes it out to be.
Okay.
It was bad.
Nick did not like the movie.
Is that a hot take? Is that Nick's hot take?
No. Me saying it's not that bad is actually the hotter of the takes.
We got a third one.
Yeah, no, that's probably the hotter of the takes. But no, Michael B. Jordan should be recognized twice.
Hayley Steinfeld supporting actress?
What?
Hayley Steinfeld for supporting actress?
Oh,
question mark.
I
didn't trip through it, but I got that.
Yeah, Hayley Steinfeld for supporting, yes.
I heard Steinfeld.
She should win that as well.
Okay, so I like hot coffee on a hot day like today. Made sure I got one.
That's wild.
Keith thinks the Celtics are going to win the East.
Yep.
And likewise thinks Michael B. Jordan should win Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor.
For the same movie.
Billy, you got a heatwave hot take over there?
I got nothing.
I think
drink
good.
Water, stay in the AC.
Nice.
That's just good advice. Nice.
Really, more you
Billy, would you rather be hot or cold? Settle a debate.
Cold.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Cold because I can layer up. Can only take off so many clothes.
People say that you can only do that for so long, and then you're like a frozen block of ice.
Yeah, but like most temperature around here, you just need a hooded sweatshirt and you're good.
Uh huh.
Most.
Yeah. No,
I could be bare naked out there, and I'd be like, it's too hot.
Okay, those aren't the equivalent.
Well, yeah, it is.
If I just throw on a hoodie, it's not super cold. We're talking about freezing cold versus boiling hot.
But the cold extreme, like the coldest day of the year, I'd much rather be outside for 5 hours than the hottest day of the year.
Not me.
What? I know that, but we're talking about me now.
No, I know, but like seriously, you'd rather be out there on the coldest day of the year than the hottest day of the year?
100%.
Not even remotely close.
Yeah.
I don't want...
No. For being outside the cold.
All right, well, would rather be cold. You're the only one who would rather be hot.
Would you rather be out doing yard work in the heat or shoveling in the cold?
Shoveling in the cold. Not even close.
Yard work in the heat.
The idea of doing anything in the yard when I get home today is just insane. Oh, you die. Way too hot. Sweating bullets. Ugh.
Yeah, but that's all. You're not going to lose a finger from frostbite.
No, we get heat stroke.
Yeah, maybe. You could get heat stroke.
You could get
I'm
heat
not saying
stroke.
You can't. I'm just saying I'd rather risk
and
that.
And sunburn.
Lose a finger.
Oh, sun! Don't even get me started on this. We haven't talked about the sunburn part.
You can get sunburn in the cold.
Oh, please.
That's
not
sun.
Like, not like this.
Yeah, of course, yes.
Yeah, a little windburn if I'm skiing.
Look at Tom Coughlin at a Green Bay game. That guy's face is purple.
That's true. How about Lambeau Field?
Yeah, the sunburn's from the sun. It's not from the heat. It's from the sun.
Yeah, the sun's still bad.
It can be sunny when it's cold out.
Yeah, but I think you get more sunburns in the summer.
Only shows you get burnt by the sun in the winter.
I'm just telling you, it's from the sun. You definitely can.
You load up the sunscreen during the winter? Do you? Okay.
I mean, if you don't, you go skiing. You got all your skin exposed. You can get sunburn for sure.
Just windburns.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good debate there.
Did you see Chet Holmgren, what he called the Michelob goggles? Michelob. I got these Michelob goggles. I'm good.
I did not.
Did you see that they left like half the beer undrank?
Dude, these guys, that's like a side story from the Thunder.
I did not see
They're
that.
Like not into it.
Okay. You know why?
They don't drink.
They're not old enough.
They're all so young. No, and that's not because they're not of age.
I wouldn't go
to drink.
The other way?
No. Read up on millennials and Gen Z. Drinking's way down with younger generations. Mm. These nerdy kids. Drinking's way down. With like
say,
Gen Z?
I was going to say, if 20-year-old...
Joe's going to stuff him in the locker.
If 20-year-old Rich Keefe won the title, I think we'd be good with all the beers in there.
I would look like Marshand.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's how you celebrate a championship.
Good point. They're not
like,
into it.
Not like kids these days.
So what do they do?
Kids, I don't know.
How do kids celebrate?
They're probably like, oh, do you have any NA champagne?
Yeah.
That's probably how they celebrate.
They're all just on their phones.
Yeah.
They're all just as soon as they get it.
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
Hey, I'm just reading my mention.
ChatGPT told me not to drink.
Jesus.
It was so weird, though.
You celebrate a title like Martian gets it. That's how you celebrate a title.
Like,
kids these days, they don't even get it.
It was pretty hilarious. They had like cases, like just all on ice, beers and champagne, and like nobody touched any of them. It was like kind of sad.
I hadn't seen this, but I'm telling you, that's a generational thing. The future of alcohol companies, they're all worried about, they got to get into NA because
but like,
of this.
Derek White, Sam Hauser threw up on the duck boat.
Good boy.
Those guys were blitzed last year.
Maybe it says something about Boston.
I think it's maybe, an Oklahoma
maybe,
City
yeah,
thing.
Maybe it says something
these guys
about
are
Boston.
Weird.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, those young guys were getting after on the Celtics. That's true. 617-779-7937. Phone lines are open for all your heat wave hot takes. Bring them in. We're getting a bunch on the text line. We did, by the way, miss out on a couple of, I would say, very solid suggestions for missed out tiers. Keith?
Oh, yeah. We had a couple of good drafts that we missed.
A windy draft, like a strong draft of wind?
Yeah, a good draft of wind.
That was one we missed.
Mock drafts.
Mock draft was the other one I was looking for. Thank you.
Chris Shimes, mock draft 2.0, WEEI.com. Missed out on that one.
We should have mocked it.
Can't wait.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.